of offense with the run game. I mean, what they do.
Well, anybody who ever thought that they needed to throw the ball to be innovative offensively was not paying it. I mean, that's, of course, that's the case.
But that's the thing. It's 2020. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Watch the way that they block the run. Watch the misdirection. Watch the way they run away from formations. This is a very sophisticated offense that doesn't have to be exciting throwing the ball downfield to do so.
Personnel-wise, it's different than the rest of the league, too. It's bigger.
Roster-wise.
I mean, it's just, right. I mean, it is a bigger offensive line. There are bigger dudes to go beat the hell out of a defense that's kind of, you know, league-wide, slim down some, try to get faster at linebacker, all that kind of stuff. And the Niners, with Kyle Shanahan, have figured out how to take advantage of those mismatches size-wise.
You can draw some lines back to Mike Shanahan's Denver stuff. Mm-hmm. If you remember, they had a run of running backs here. It didn't matter. Just like it sort of doesn't matter. You can have any number of running backs. Terrell Davis put up some hellacious numbers, but then it was Olandis Gary.
Yeah. Right.
And then was it Mike Anderson?
They kept
having like 1,500-yard backs, no matter who it was in this system, with the stretch zone stuff, with the Alex Gibbs stuff, with some terrific misdirection, little flips in one way or the other, just when they would see a defense and know we're going right because that's where the weaknesses are. This is Kyle Shanahan comes by this honestly.
It was a shame to see Tevin Coleman, local kid, go down with that injury. Doesn't look like he's going to be able to play in the Super Bowl. But again, that just shows you how interchangeable they feel like their running backs are. They lose him, and he added an element to the running game, but they didn't miss him because the holes were gaping. They were huge, and they're running downhill the entire game.
The Packers refused to tackle.
They just flat out refused.
They were terrible. I think the question to me, can the Chiefs defense do enough to make Jimmy Garoppolo win a Super Bowl? Because that's what you want. If Jimmy Garoppolo is standing there holding the MVP trophy, you tip your cap.
That's the only reason and the biggest reason to doubt the 49ers, I think.
Yeah, I listen.
Can he do that if you give him the chance?
I mean, the problem is Patrick Mahomes could throw 5 touchdowns. I mean, it's not a stretch to think of it. Even as good as they are
in the first half.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just... They score on every series. He can, you can fall behind and then he can just score on every series and he can do it like so quickly. It could take, 9-minute drive and then they answered it like that.
Yeah. And then Tyrann Mathieu pops a ball out and gets you a possession on the 30 and all of a sudden it's another 7.
It's over.
They would have to be down, fill in the blank. They would have to be down X amount of points for you to count them out of the Super
Bowl. 30.